Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just a second here. We'll check in with Block Club Chicago, get our extremely local news report leading off this morning with this city design challenge looking for winter outdoor dining solutions. I love this idea. I have to come up with some myself. I'm not sure if I'm eligible. Seamus Toomey with us to talk about that and more. How are you doing today? Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk about this contest and how people can get their ideas to the city and maybe win $5,000.
Exactly. I'm trying to come up with an idea myself because I could use it at this point. You got to hand it to the city. They're kind of just throwing it out to the public to say, listen, we need some ideas. We want to find a way to keep bars and restaurants alive during the winter. They're limping along right now, having outdoor patios and the limited seating. But what's going to happen when none of us want to sit out? What temperature is it going to be too much for us to even want to go out and support these? So they're throwing it out there. It's called the Winter Design Challenge. Like you said, three winners each get $5,000 just for the idea. There's going to be some support from some corporate sponsorships that are going to pay that $5,000, as well as pay for some of the prototypes to try it out. I don't know what the solution is here, obviously. If I knew it, I'd be $5,000 richer. But, I think part of it would be some tents. We've seen those plastic bubbles that they put out into the street on Randolph. It's got individual bubbles for two, three people to dine, partitions between seats, all that stuff's on the table. They're desperate for ways to get people out of their houses safely and keep these restaurants alive.
Yeah, reading about this, participants can submit proposals on IDEO's Open Innovation Platform. That's the firm, design firm involved here. One winner will be selected for proposals on outdoor standalone structures, one for indoor adjacent spaces, and one for cultural shifts, making winter dining more appealing. I'm going to submit an idea. Why not just give every diner one of those winter parkas? What's the company that's famous for making those things that you see everywhere?
Canada Goose are the popular ones, the ones with the little round logo on the sleeve.
Yeah, or one of those other companies that makes them. Get them as a sponsor, and then just issue these winter coats for people, and then you can sit outside. I've got some other ideas, but we need those ideas because what's going to happen, assuming the pandemic is still very much with us and the weather turns here. That's the idea behind this, right?
I think you're well on your way to a check, Bob.
Okay. Thank you. We'll continue to tell you about the Winter Design Challenges running through September 7th. Let's talk about the Logan Square pizza operation that is, they're sold out every day, and it's a one-man operation, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a guy that's really, I guess we'd say pivoted. He was laid off from his restaurant job in March. His name's Robert Molesky. He worked at a restaurant out in Schaumburg. But he's figured, okay, what can I do? So he started a pizza company, and it's not a brick and mortar shop. It's and this is another fascinating topic we've been writing about at Block Club. But he's joined one of these ghost kitchens. They're also called cloud kitchens, which are basically just a warehouse where they've got just a bunch of different kitchens set up, and individual people can come in there and make a restaurant all for delivery and everything is in there, and then they have delivery services. They can have DoorDash or Grubhub or their own folks. But it kind of cuts out all the overhead of having an actual brick and mortar location, but you can still have delivery options. So Robert Molesky started Millie's Pizza in the Pan, and for anyone that's fans of Burt's Place or Pequod's, he makes that sort of iconic pan pizza that Bert Katz perfected. That's got the burned cheese all around the outside of it, and he's making a go of it. Millie's Pizza in the Pan. It's a one man, like I said, it's a one man operation. So he can only make about 20 pizzas a day, but he's hoping that the popularity is going to help him scale, hire some more people, and get it out there. But the pizzas look just fantastic. I was just on there right before I called in, seeing if there's anything available for tonight. Looks like tonight maybe a couple spots, but later in the week, you should check these out. If anyone's a fan of Pequod's or Burt's Place, this is a good alternative. He's in Logan Square and delivers to all around Logan Square area, but most of the north side as well.
Millie's Pizza in the Pan, M-I-L-L-Y, Millie's. All right, good for them. Finally, how can we help clean up the river near Lincoln Square this weekend?
Yeah, this is, not many options to get out and have things to do, but here's one. Saturday morning, 10:30, up and down the Chicago River, there's going to be a big cleaning event. The Lincoln Square North neighbors are encouraging people to come out. It's all going to be socially distanced. They've got all the supplies for folks. And, just a way to really just to get out of your house and do a little bit of good this Saturday. There's some other events around the river. This is part of the Friends of the Chicago River Summer Challenge. There's going to be a handful of different things. We've got all the links to it on our website. But, the river is... You say this all the time, but it's just amazing to see what's happened in the last 10 or 15 years. The way that the Chicago is, instead of turning its back on the river, it's really embracing it and getting rid of a lot of the old scrub brush around there and trying to clean up a lot of the junk. So 10:30, Gross Park, Lincoln Square, 2708 West Lawrence is where they're going to be gathering.
Yeah, with the river walk and the river cleaned up elsewhere, it really is a great addition to our great city. Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Have a good day. Thank you, Seamus.
Thank you, Bob.